Louis Farrakhan visits Iran, compares Trump to Satan. By Deborah Dunan on November 5, 2018. Tel Aviv, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan on a visit to Tehran described President Donald Trump as allying Satan and urged Iranians to resist American plots against Iran and other Muslim countries, according to a report by the state-affiliated Islamic Republic news agency. The Christians say that Satan is a liar, and every day they keep account of Trump's lies, Farrakhan said during a meeting in Tehran with Mohsen Rezaei, secretary of Iran's Expediency Discernment Council, a body that advises Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Only Satan was created by Allah, Farrakhan said. Today, I warn the American government that sanctioning Iran is a big mistake, he added. Farrakhan is in the Islamic Republic with a group of Nation of Islam members to celebrate the anniversary of the storming of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran during the 1979 Islamic Revolution. An ardent supporter of the Iranian regime, Farrakhan has previously visited the country in 1996 and 2016. On Sunday, the regime orchestrated a protest at the site of the former U.S. Embassy in downtown Tehran in which thousands of demonstrators set U.S. and Israeli flags alight and held placards reading "Down with USA and Down with Israel." "I'm here to show my friendship with the Iranian people," Farrakhan said in a speech. He gave a word of caution against American plots targeting the Muslim world and said that he was privy to a U.S. plan to attack and occupy seven Muslim nations. "The American government is plotting against you every day," Farrakhan said. "Because it is impossible to change the way of thinking of Islamic Iran. They never sleep and are always working to create an internal enemy in Iran." Farrakhan slammed Trump for the way he handled the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, saying that the president and his Jewish son-in-law Jared Kushner had interests in the Gulf Kingdom. "Trump cannot clear his account with Mohammed bin Salman because of the killing of Khashoggi," he said, "because of the large amount invested in the Saudis and the interest that Trump's son-in-law and his family have in the country. Israel has taken very clever steps in Abu Dhabi and wants to gain control over Mohammed bin Salman," he added, "but the Khashoggi affair has foiled their plans. Qaddafi also trusted them and gave everything to the Americans," he said, referring to former Libyan President Muammar Qaddafi, who gave up his nuclear program but was toppled in the Arab Spring uprisings just a few years later. The statement was also an obvious reference to the confrontation between Iran and both the United States and Israel over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. Rezaei responded to Farrakhan by calling for solidarity between the American Muslim community and Iran. "Iran is the home of all Muslims, and I hope that your journey and your meetings with the leaders of this country will strengthen the unity between the Muslims of America and Iranians."